All right, above a comma. It's the big leagues. All right. Oh, where are we? Oh, my gosh. Chevet, above a comma is the big leagues. I mean, there's some hard stuff. These doffs, man. Thieves, doffs. They're big. Big old doffs. What are we up to now? Big old doffs. What are we up to now? Oh, my gosh. Big old duffs. Big old duffs. Oh my gosh. 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 It's been taking so long to like review and record and oh my god. I think we had the longest duff ever the other day. And Chever, let me tell you, there's some big old duffs coming up. Woo! Big leagues. Alright. I wonder what Bav Metzia is gonna be like. I feel like Bav Metzia is gonna be really hard. How long? Bav Metzia is another 4 months, right? Meaning we start it in like 2 weeks, but it's like a 4 month Masechta. It's probably gonna be big. I wonder what Baba Basra is gonna be like because of all that Rashbam. I wonder if that's gonna make things easier. But all right, yeah, these are some big old duffs. All right, where are we? All right, uwa daf kuftal above a comma, big leagues. All right, lo yitein lo livno v'lo l'shlucho. Ooh, this is gewaldige stuff. Okay, what's it talking about? Who can tell me? All right. Oh gosh. Okay, this is some serious stuff. All right. Ooh, this is some serious stuff. Serious stuff. Today, tomorrow, it's this stuff is serious stuff. Big league stuff. All right. So we're talking about a guy who stole. Let's get some names over here. Sorry, Mom. Reuven and Shimon. All right, so who stole from who? Reuven stole from Shimon? Is that what we're doing? Is that how it's going to go? I think so. Why not? Reuven stole from Shimon. Okay. So Reuven stole from Shimon. Okay. And then he swears that he didn't steal from Shimon. Okay. Then he admits that he stole from Shimon. Okay. So we said that he asked the... So, of course, in that case, he brings the principal plus a fifth plus an oshram. So now, can't control the babylons. It's not that late. But I'm telling you, Chevy, I just got dressed. It's like 3 PM. This has been a crazy week. Just been like, oh my gosh, wow. Anyways, where are we? So, right, so he's got, okay. So Reuven needs to make sure that the money gets back to Shimon. Now, and as we just quoted from the Mishnah, lo yitein, where am I? Lo yitein, lo livno v'lo l'shlucho. Don't give it to his son. Don't give it to his messenger. Give it to him. Okay. Itmar was stated, shliach, big leagues. Itmar, shliach she'aso be'edim. So what if, so you have a shliach with witnesses. Oh my gosh, I reviewed this daf last night. I was like a little tired, but I think I did a good enough job. But let's just look at Rashi for a second. Shliach shaso beidim Reuven sheyesh lo moz biyad Shimon. So I'm in Rashi about halfway through the Rashi's. So if Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, okay, and he wants to go to collect $1,000 from Shimon. Umina shliach be'edim lekabla me'menu unsonam lo. You hear this? So I gotta sneeze. So Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon. Is that what we're saying? Yeah. Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon. Okay. And he wants to collect it from Shimon. So Reuven appoints a messenger, a shaliach. And this shaliach is going to go to Shimon's house and collect the $1,000 from him. Okay. So if this messenger that Reuven appoints was, if he appointed the messenger and there were two witnesses to witness the appointment, so can Shimon give the $1,000 to the messenger, to the shliach? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, what happens if something happens to the messenger on the way back with the money? Can Shimon say, look, I gave it to your messenger? Or does the money need to go back to Reuven himself? So where are we? So Idmar shliach shaso be'edim. So if Reuven appoints this shaliach with witnesses, okay, and then this shaliach is going to go to Shimon to collect the money, and Shimon gives the money to the shaliach. If something happens to the shaliach, is Shimon off the hook for giving the money? You know, he paid his $1,000. You know, he's done. Or no, he didn't pay to Reuven directly. Rav Chisda Amar, have a shaliach. Rav Chisda says it's a good messenger, meaning Shimon gave the money to the messenger. He's done. He did his part. Rabbi Omar says, Rabbi, lo abe shaliach, that this messenger is not a shaliach, meaning if Shimon gives the money to the messenger to deliver to Reuven, if something happens to Shimon on the way, no, Shimon's not going nowhere. If something happens to the messenger on the way, so then, sorry, Shimon, but the money never made it back to Reuven. You're going to have to pay Nochamo. Rav Chisda may have a shaliach. Rav Chisda says that the messenger is a proper messenger, and that once he receives the money from Shimon, it has been received, right? He's acting as on Reuven's behalf, and he accepts the payment on behalf of Reuven, and Shimon's off the hook at that point. Because that's the reason why Reuven went and got witnesses to appoint this messenger with witnesses, Dileku Bishuse, so that this messenger should be a proper messenger, so that once Shimon pays and gives the money to the messenger, Reuven has been repaid. I'm rubbing my nose. Rabbi Omar says, Rabbi lo abe shaliach, that the messenger, although appointed by two witnesses, is still not a proper messenger. Hachi ka'amar, and this is what Reuven is be'etzim saying when he appoints this messenger with witnesses. Inish mehem nahu, I'm vouching for this fellow that I'm appointing as a messenger. He's a trustworthy fellow. I somachto smoch. Now that I've said that, if you want, if you feel comfortable, Shimon, relying upon this trustworthy fellow that I've appointed with witnesses, and you want to entrust him with your money to return to me, and you feel confident that it will in fact make it back to me, right, yisomach to smoch, yibayiz shadur biyodei, shdar biyodei. If you want to send it with him, send it with him, but you know, he is not me. If something happens to him on the way, you're still going to be chayv. It's up to you. What I'm saying is that he is a trustworthy fellow. You know, you can trust him, but at the end of the day, it's totally up to you, because so long as the money has not reached me, you're not off the hook yet. Okay, that's machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rabbi. Rav Chisda says that the messenger would be a proper messenger if appointed by two witnesses. Rabbi says he would not be a proper messenger, and Shimon still needs to make sure that the money gets back to Reuven. Tanan, we learn in a Mishnah, Hashoyul es hapochi. Okay. So let's use the same Reuven and Shimon dynamic as a second ago, right? So if Shimon is borrowing a cow from Reuven, and the question is, at what point does his at what point does the she'ila begin? I think that's a word. I mean, it's not like it makes a difference around here. But all right, I guess if we could say proper words, we may as well. But if not, I mean, you know, I think on Babylon Time, I think the kind of rule of thumb is, if it's understandable enough, it can be used. So if I say She'ila to mean the borrowing, I think that that's more understandable, at least, than victimizer. Though I kind of like victimizer. All right. I'll go upon him. So, Tanana Shoyel Esapore. So if Shimon is borrowing a cow from Reuven, Vishilcha, now Reuven is sending the cow to Shimon so that it can be borrowed by him. Biyad Bino, and Reuven sends it with his son. Biyad Avdo, or he sends it with his Eved. Biyad Shlucho, or he sends it with his messenger. What did we call it in his emissary? He sent it with his emissary. Obiyad bino. Or wait, what did you say? Sashoel esapar v'shulcha biyad bino biyad avdo biyad shlucho. Obiyad bino biyad avdo. What? Sashoel esapar v'shulcha biyad bino biyad avdo biyad shlucho. Okay, fine. So again, so Ashoel Esapar, so Shimon is borrowing the cow from Reuven. Vishilcha, and Reuven sends the cow to Shimon, Biad Bino, with his son, Biad Avdo, with his Eved, Biad Shlucho, with his messenger, with his emissary. O Biad Bino, Biad Avdo, Biad Shlucho, Shoshoel, or Reuven sends the cow to Shimon with the son, the Eved, or the emissary of Shimon, of the Shoel. But the point is that Shimon is not coming to pick up the cow himself. It is being sent with somebody else, whether it's somebody mitzad Reuven or somebody mitzad Shimon. Okay. Umesa. And it dies, I think, on the way, Kelu, before it gets there. So the Shaila is, was it already considered like the borrowing? The borrowing period had begun. Now a shoel is chayav for ones, for onsen. By the way, I made a mistake the other day. I said that a shomer socher is chayav for onsen. That is not correct. A shomer socher is chayav for gneva vaveda, is potter for onsen. A shoel is chayav for onsen. Sorry about that. Akoponim. So a shoel is chayav for onsen. It's chayav if the ox drops dead. So now. So the shaila is the shoyel chayiv? Reuven had sent the cow with son, Eved, Shliach, and on the way it dies. So the shaila is, did the shlichus already start? You know, I guess the relevant thing for our scenario is with the Shliach, once the cow was given to the Shliach. Hashlucho echidami, and what's pshat? So right. So we say that he's potter, right? So potter. So the shoyel is potter. Hashlucho echidami, and what's pshat with this shaliach? Idelo asao beedim. If the shaliach was not appointed with witnesses, mina yodinon. Well then, how do we know that he's his shaliach, right? Meaning he's just a guy, a random guy, that there's no witnesses to attest that he's the messenger. So then how do we know that he's the shaliach? So ela daso be'edim. So rather it must be that he was appointed with witnesses. So we're talking about a shaliach that was appointed with witnesses, and still it is not considered like it has already been delivered to Shimon, because we say he's potter. V'katoni de potter kasha de Rav Chisda, and therefore it's a kasha on Rav Chisda, because I would think that Rav Chisda would say that Shimon the shoyel had appointed his shaliach with witnesses. So I would think that once Reuven delivers the cow to Shimon shaliach, then it would be considered like Shimon has received it. And then he should be chayv for onsen. He should be chayv if the cow dies. But we say he's potter. So, and we say he's potter. And we say he's Potter. So it sounds like even a Shaliach that was appointed with Edim, that even a Shaliach that was appointed with Edim is not considered a Shaliach. V'kashel of Chizit, it's a kashel of Chizit, who says that he would be considered a Shaliach. Where am I? K'da'amr of Chizit, it's like if Chizit says, b'schiro likito, hachanam b'schiro likito. Well, we can, Rav Chisda says, you're going to see in a little bit, that it could be talking about Schiro Likito. So Schiro is an employee of his. Okay, so that's how you know that he's representing, you know, the person who's representing is his employee or is his friend. So therefore, it doesn't have to be that we're talking about a Shliach that was appointed with witnesses, right? We said it must be a Shliach that was appointed with witnesses because how else do we know who he is? Well, he's his employee. He's his, you know, somebody who's living in his house. So that's how we know. But he wasn't. We're not necessarily talking about, however, somebody who was appointed with witnesses, and a shaliach was appointed with witnesses. Rav Chisda could still argue that if we were talking about a shaliach who was appointed with witnesses, so then he would be chay. Tanan, we learn in our Mishnah. Lo yitein, that in the scenario where Reuven stole from Shimon, then he swore, then he admitted it, and then he's got to get it back to Shimon. Right, Reuven stole from Shimon. So it's not lo yitno, lo livno, lo lishlucho. Do not give the payment to Shimon's son. Do not give the payment to Shimon's messenger. And what kind of messenger are we talking about, right? We're saying that Reuven stole from Shimon. He swore that he didn't, and then he admitted it. So we say that Reuven must make sure that it gets back to Shimon. He cannot give it to his messenger. What kind of messenger are we talking about? Hashlucho echidami. Idlo aso be'edim. If we're talking about a shaliach who was not appointed with witnesses, so how do we know who he is? Elo, lav daso be'edim. Rather, it must be that we're talking about a shaliach that Shimon had appointed with witnesses, and still we're saying that Reuven needs to return it directly to Shimon, not to his shaliach. So again, Tikumar of Chizda, b'schir likito. So if Chizda says, no, how do we know who this person is? So we're talking about where he was not appointed with witnesses. And that's why we cannot, you know, Reuven is not off the hook by giving it to him. And we're talking about Schiro Likito, his employee, his friend. Okay, now, so therefore, interesting. That was like, I just got like a whole cramp kind of thing. Super quick. No, like nothing major. It was just like, uh-oh, what's that? And then it was gone. Thank God. Wait, let me breathe. Yeah, it's gone. I can breathe and everything. Yeah, it's great. It's great. Thank God. Akoponim, so, okay. So implying that according to, right there, Rav Chisda is going to argue that, however, if Shimon appointed a shaliach with witnesses, well then, it's a proper shaliach, and Reuven would be able to give the money to the shaliach. But one second. Aditani Seifa, it says in our Mishnah, in the continuation of the Mishnah, Avol Nosein Hu L'Shliach Pesdin, that there's an exception. Right? The Mishnah says, Reuven cannot give the money to Shimon's son. He cannot give the money to Shimon's messenger. But there is a scenario where he could give it to someone, and who's that? Shliach Bezdin, a representative of Bezdin. If you give it to a representative of Bezdin, so then they'll kind of hold on to it, and then Shimon can pick it up from there, and then he's off the, and then Reuven's off the hook. So where am I? So as Tani Seif Avondosinu L'Shliach Bezdin. Well, if that's the case, that it's like Rav Chisda is saying that if Shimon appoints the messenger with witnesses, then Reuven can give it to the messenger. Well, then it should be listed in our Mishnah that in that scenario, Reuven can give money to the messenger. Because after all, in our Mishnah, we list a scenario where Reuven doesn't have to give it directly to Shimon. That scenario being a Shliach Bezdin, that if there was a court-appointed messenger, then Reuven can give it to him. Well then, Lifnok Viles Nebedida, so let's flesh it out and say, Bame Devar Mamurim, right? Yeah, Bame Devar Mamurim, B'Shalo Oso'o Be'edim. When do we say that Reuven cannot give the money to the Shaliach when the Shaliach was appointed without witnesses? I'm reading it with Dago Sabach, by the way, if you're looking for these words I'm reading. I'm back in the Gemara now. Aval Shaliach Shaso'o Be'edim. But, though what the Mishnah should say, according to Rav Chisda, would be, but a Shaliach that Shimon had appointed with witnesses, Achinami Davi Shaliach, he would be a proper Shaliach, and Reuven should be able to give the money to the Shaliach. So, if what Rav Chisda is saying is correct, that if Shimon would appoint a Shaliach with witnesses, then Reuven would be able to give the money to that Shaliach. Well, once the Mishnah is talking about scenarios where Reuven can give it to a Shaliach, for example, a Shaliach Bezdin, so why not also say that Reuven can also give it to a Shaliach that was appointed with two witnesses? But the Mishnah does not say that, implying that a Shaliach appointed with two witnesses is not a proper Shaliach. And for the Gemara, Amrei lo psika lei. Well, it's because it's not so simple. It's not so simple. When it comes to Shaliach Bezdin, which was listed in the Mishnah, it's simple. If there's a Shaliach Bezdin, regardless of who appoints the Shaliach Bezdin, it could be Reuven saying, hey, Shaliach Bezdin guy, I want to pay back Shimon, I'm going to pay you, whatever, they work it out. Or whether Shimon appoints the Shaliach Bezdin and says, Reuven, you can pay the Shaliach Bezdin for me and I'll pick it up later. Either way, it works. Straightforward. Shliach Bezdin works. When it comes to a Shaliach who was appointed with two witnesses, it's simply more complicated because it would only work if Shimon appoints the Shaliach with witnesses. Reuven can't appoint that Shaliach with witnesses and give it to him. Only Shimon can. So it's more complicated, so therefore we leave it out. It's not just, you know, that the Mishnah was looking for a sort of straightforward solution, right? That an exception would be a Shliach Bezdin. Simple. You don't need any more explanation than that. If you're going to start talking about a Shliach that was appointed with two witnesses, then you have to, it depends who appointed it. It gets more detailed than we want. The Mishnah didn't want to get into the details. So again, so Amrei lo psika lei. The reason why the Mishnah did not mention a Shaliach that was appointed by two witnesses is because it's not straightforward. Shliach Bezdin, when it comes to Shliach Bezdin, lo shna aso nigzel, lo v'lo shna aso gazlin, it doesn't matter if the Shliach Bezdin was appointed by Shimon, doesn't matter if the Shliach Bezdin was appointed by Reuven. Have a Shliach, psikale, straightforward, it would be a Shaliach. And the Shliach Bezdin would hold on to the money and Shimon would come pick it up from him. Easy. However, Shliach Shaso Be'edim, but as Shaliach who was appointed by witnesses, it's not as simple. The Chiaso Nigzul Hu Dehavi Shaliach, that only if Shimon appoints the Shaliach would he be considered a Shaliach. Also Gazlin, but if Reuven appoints the Shaliach, Lo Ave Shaliach, then he would not be a Shaliach. Lo Psikale. It is not so straightforward. And therefore, there's just a little bit more details. Depends who's appointing. And therefore we leave it out. Ulafuka me aitane de tanya, and to the exclusion of the following Tane, That meaning that we had just said that a Shliach Bezdin, it doesn't matter who appoints him, and that, therefore it's straightforward. That a Shliach Bezdin doesn't matter if he's appointed by Reuven, by Shimon, it works. To the exclusion of the following Tana, the Tana that we learned in the Brisa of Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Shliach Bezdin, Chasao Nigzol, Shaliach Bezdin, who was appointed by Shimon, the Nigzol, the one who was stolen from, Vilo Asao Gazlan, and was not appointed by Reuven, who was appointed by Shimon. Oh, alternatively, Aso Gazlan, he was appointed by Reuven, Vishalach Halo Vinotol Eshelo Miyodo. And Shimon then goes and picks up the money from the Shliach Bezdin Potter, so then Reuven is off the hook. But meaning, the point being, Reuven is off the hook when Shimon goes and picks it up. But if Shimon didn't go and pick it up, so then Reuven would still be on the line until Shimon gets it. So we see that it's not so simple. It's not just so the Shliach Bezdin, if it appointed by Shimon, so then Reuven would be off the hook by giving it to the Shliach Bezdin. But if he appointed himself, not necessarily. Right? Then no. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar, Dami Tarvayu. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar say Shliach Shaso Be'edim Ave Shaliach. That Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar say that a shaliach that was appointed with witnesses is a proper shaliach v'im tomar mishno seinu. And if you're going to say, but what about our mishno, where we say that that Reuven cannot give it to this shaliach, b'mamtzi lo shaliach. Well, our mishno, you could say, is talking about a scenario where the omarle that Shimon says to Be'etzim, his friend, Isli zuze gabi planyo. Look, I have money by Reuven. Velo komishader lehu, and Reuven's not sending it. He's not returning it to me. Ischazi le go. Would you go visit Reuven? Dilma inish hu delomashka chashadure le. Maybe he hasn't found anybody to send it with. Can you pick it up from Reuven for me? So it's not a shaliach shaso be'edim. It's talking about he kind of. Suggests to his friend to go pick it up for him. Alternatively, you could say that our mission is talking about, like Rav Chisda said, but say Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar that Shliach Shaso Be'edim Have Shaliach. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Mishalchin Muos Bidyukni. Ho ho. Ho ho. Ho ho o o o o, ho o o o o, ba da ba ba da da ba ba ba, ba da 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 da. Chaver, let's read the top Rashi on the Amud and Kuftar on the base. Beduk nimosel o bala pikorin. Okay, so you have Shimon has got an object by Reuven. Okay, Reuven has got an object that belongs to Shimon. So mosel o bala pikorin. Lishaliach, so Shimon, who owns the thing, sent a messenger, and he gives the messenger simon and signs, v'chosav lo chosamo b'igeris. He wrote a letter and he signed on it, like he gave like a identifying document that he's his representative. Umasalo, and he gives it to the shaliach v'amarlo, and he says to the shaliach, Lech v'hare lefloni, go and show it to Reuven, v'itin l'chamos sheyesh li biyado, and he will give you the money that he owes me. Okay, so Shimon had some money by Reuven, and then Shimon sends a messenger to Reuven to collect it for him, and he gives the messenger some kind of signs and say, hey, look, show this to Reuven, and he'll see that you are coming as my representative, and he will give you the money. So again, so Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Mishalchin Muos Bidyukni. Reuven should not send the money with this messenger guy who's got this document that shows that he's Shimon's representative. No, nish. Vafilu Eidim Chsumim Aleh. Even if there are witnesses that are signed on this document, nish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Im Eidim Chsumim Aleh. Mishalchin. Rabbi Yechonon says, if there are witnesses that are signed on it, so then Reuven can send it with the witnesses, with the guy, the shaliach. They said, Lishmuel, my takant. Ho, 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 ho. So according to Shmuel, what do you do? What do you do? Shimon's got some money by Reuven. How does Shimon get his money? Shimon's got to schlep over to Reuven to get his money back. According to Shmuel, if Shimon writes a document, signs it, you know, like kind of, you know, makes it clear that this messenger is coming on his behalf, Reuven still can't give it to the messenger. So how's Shimon supposed to get paid back? He's got to go himself. So my takanta, so kiha de Reb Abba. This is an interesting story. It's like Reb Abba ben Masik Zuzei b'Dov Yosef bar Choma, that Reb Abba had some money by Reb Yosef, which is interesting because we saw Reb Yosef and Reb Abba the other day. Now Reb Abba, we learned in Masechta, I think Brachis, Reb Abba had taka moved to Eretz Yisrael, and as we're going to see in a second, that he was an old man in this Maiseh. So I don't know. Is this like we're talking about money being sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, or did he maybe make Yirida after he made Aliyah? Chveisnish. It's an interesting kasha. I don't know. So kiyad Reb Abba of a masik zuzei b'Reb Yosef by Choma. So Reb Abba had some money by Reb Yosef. Omer the Reb Safre, and Reb Abba says to Reb Safre, "Bade the osis, if you're going to Reb Yosef, I sinu niali. So if you're going to Reb Yosef, would you pick up my money for me?" Ki azal asim. So when Reb Safra went to Reb Yosef, Omar le Ravi Brei. So Ravi Brei to Reb Yosef says to Reb Safra, "Mikosav loch his kabalti." I think that is the thing. Yeah, I keep on kind of getting mixed up a shtickle on like the dialogue over here. But okay, yeah. So Be'etzen, Rav Abed Rav Yosef says to Rav Safra, Mikosav lochis kabalti, did Rav Abba write a document for you that says, I, Rav Abba, have received the money that you, Rav Safra, can then hand to my father, Rav Yosef? Rava is talking about if Rav Abba had given a document to Rav Safra that he can then give to his father Rav Yosef to say that Rav Abba had received the money. A lot of characters over here. Okay? So Betzim, Rav Abba had some money by Rav Yosef. He said to Rav Safra, "Look, if you're going to Rav Yosef, can you pick up my money for me?" Rava Bid Rav Yosef then says to Rav Safra, "Hey, Rav Safra, do you have a document from Rav Abba that you can give to my father, Rav Yosef, that Be'etzem, once my father gives you, Rav Safra, this money, you would give my father this document, and at that point it would be considered like Rav Abba has received the money, and then we're off the hook. You know, nobody can make any claims against us." Amalei, lo. Rav Safra says, "I do not possess such a document." Yochi, if that's the case, zil bereish v'ichtov loch iskabalti. So Rav Abba Rav Yosef says, "Look, we can't give you the money until you, come with this document. Because otherwise, what happens if something happens to you on the way? We're going to be on the line." The sofar amalei, but then Rav Abba Rav Yosef says, "Wait, actually, hold that thought. Don't go nowhere. Because of loch nami iskabalti, even if Rav Abba were to write you a document that says iskabalti." Lav klumu, it would be irrelevant because dilma ada osis, because maybe while you are traveling to us, shchiv Reb Abba, maybe Reb Abba would pass away. Right, Rashi, I believe Rashi says that. Shchiv Reb Abba dezokinu. He's an older fellow. Uchvar batul shlichuso kodem shetikablim. Right, so meaning, it's possible that while you are traveling to us, he will pass away. In which case, the shlichus becomes irrelevant, and therefore, us giving you the money becomes irrelevant. Us giving you the money becomes irrelevant. And if something happens to you and the money gets lost, again, we'll be on the line. His heirs will come after us. Right? So, maybe Reb Abba will pass away. And then his heirs will now be entitled to this money. And Reb Abba's document that says that he received it is now irrelevant because he's gesturben. So then Rav Safra says, okay, now so what do we do? So says Rav Abed Rav Yosef, Zil, go, Nikninu loch agav are. What Rav Abba can do is he can be makne you a shtickle karke, a shtickle property, and we know Nechosim she'ein lehem achrayis, Niknin im Nechosim she'yesh lehem achrayis, that by acquiring property, you can oichit acquire metaltalin, money. So there, and it doesn't, the money doesn't necessarily have to be on the property, as I think we learned somewhere, maybe Kedushin, maybe Gittin, maybe both. And therefore, what Rav Abba should do is he should be maknu yu shtikl karke, and then together with that karke, he should also be maknu yu the money. And now you own this money. And we'll give you your money, be'etzem, now. Right? This money that now belongs to you. So, v'ta'at, now you, Rav Safra, should come. K'sovlan is kabalt. And you'll write to us that, yes, you have received the money that now belongs to you. And then, you will go back to Rav Abba and you'll give him the money. Meaning, obviously, he would only do this if he trusts you. That Rapope had 12,000 zuz by the house of Chozoi. Akninu nialeh Rav Shmuel bar Abba agav asifa de beise. And what Rapope did was he was makne the 12,000 zuzes to Rav Shmuel bar Abba so that they would belong to Rav Shmuel bar Abba and he can then collect them. He also, and then Rav Shmuel bar Abba came. Nafak Laipe, Papa went out to greet him. Ad Tavach, he went all the way, he walked all the way to Tavach in order to greet Rav Shmuel bar Abba on the way back because, you know, he was very appreciative and very excited and very happy that he was able to, that Rav Shmuel bar Abba was able to collect his money for him. So now the Mishnah had said, "Nosin lo es akeren v'chulei." Okay, so if he had paid back the keren, the principal amount, but not the extra chomesh, right? So we're talking about a scenario where, right, Reuven stole money from Shimon, then he swore that he didn't, then he made it that he did. So now he owes the principal amount plus a fifth plus the korban oshrim. So we said if he paid back the principal amount but not the chomesh, okay. So am a chomesh mamona who? So we see from the fact that we're talking about, you know, Reuven. So we say he doesn't have to chase after Shimon, but he for the chomesh, but he has to return the chomesh to Shimon. So we see that chomesh is considered money, that mammon that needs to be returned. Ve'im mayis, and if Shimon dies, mishamele yorshin. No, I'm sorry. If Reuven dies, right? So I'm a chomesh mamonu. V'mayis mishalmi le yorshin. So, and if Reuven dies, then his heirs will have to pay Shimon back. So again, so I'm a chomesh mamonu. So a chomesh is considered mamon. V'mayis, and if Reuven dies, mishalmi le yorshin. His heirs are going to have to pay the chomesh to Shimon. V'tnanami. And we learned in our Mishnah also, Nosin es akeren v'nishba ala chomesh, that if Reuven paid back the principal amount, but then he now swore that he also paid back the chomesh, even though he didn't, and then he admitted that he didn't actually pay back, so now he has to pay back the chomesh plus the chomesh for the chomesh. So most of chomesh al chomesh, so almo chum shomamonu. So we see that the chomesh is itself mammon, that if he were to, you know, lie about having paid it back, he's going to have to pay keren v'chomesh v'asham on that as well. V'tan nam yochi v'yochi l'un n'abraise, ha'gozel es chaveru v'nish balo v'meis, a fellow who steals from his friend, and he swears that he didn't, and the mistama, I guess he admitted it, and then he dies, yorshin, mishalmin, Ken v'chom shuftuim min ha'asham. So his yarshin, his heirs, will pay the principal plus a fifth. You know, right, the principal plus the fifth that their father owed, uftuim min ha'asham, but they would not have to bring a korban asham because, you know, only you know, the father who had sworn falsely and then admitted it would be chayav the korban asham, but his heirs would not bring a korban asham, you know, for him once he's already dead. Fekti gemara v'yoshim b'nei shalume chom shadavu onavu. Oh, but fekti gemara, are the heirs really going to pay the chomesh of their father? Right, we just said that chomesh is mamon, and that if Reuven were to die, so his heirs would have to pay the chomesh to Shimon. But v'raminu, we have a kasha. Adayin ani omer, I'll say emos einu mishalim chomesh al gevel chomesh al gezel aviv. When do we say that a child does not pay his father's chomesh? Let's just look at Rashi for a second, because Rashi gives some important context there. So it's like, whatever, to the left and a little bit up. Adayin ani omer, says Rashi. Reisha b'Toras Kohanim, the first part is in Toras Kohanim, asher gozal, that the Pasuk says, asher gozal al gzelo humosif chomesh, that you only add the chomesh for stuff that you yourself stole. V'lo al gzelo sovim, not on stuff that your father stole. Okay? So now, based on that, so adayin ani omer, I'll say, emosai einu mishalim chomesh al gzelo aviv. So when we say that you do not, that a child does not pay a chomesh for the theft of his father, bizman shelo nishba lohu velo aviv, that is when neither he nor his father swore. Okay, hu velo aviv, what if he, the child, swore but not the father? Aviv velo hu, or the father swore but not him. Hu v'aviv, or him and his father swore. Minayin, how do I know that still you would not pay chomesh? Tamalom rasher goza. So it says that asher gazal, v'asher ashak, that he stole, that he ashaked, v'hu lo gazal v'lo ashak. But the heir didn't do these things, his father did them, so he would not pay the chomesh. So on the one hand, we're saying that the heirs would pay the chomesh. On the other hand, we're saying that the heirs don't pay the chomesh. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman lo kasha. It's no problem. Kan shehoda, kan shelo hoda. So it depends. If the father had admitted it during his lifetime, well, then it'll be chayiv keren v'chomesh, and the heirs have to pay that. If the father did not admit it, well, then the heirs don't pay the chomesh. Ilo hoda, but if the father did not admit it, keren nami lo mishalim. Well, then the heirs should not have to pay keren either, right? Meaning if the father was accused of stealing, he denied it, he swore that he did not steal, he never admitted it, so then the heirs don't have to pay anything. The father denied it. He swore to that end. So v'chitema hachinami, and if you're going to say, yeah, it's true, in that case, they would not pay the keren either. Where am I? V'chitema hachinami delo mishalim, that we're talking about in that case, where we say that they don't pay the chomesh, they're also not going to pay the keren. From the fact that we're so concerned about are they going to pay the chomesh or not, then implies that they're paying the keren. Just the question is, what about the chomesh? And more so, Tanya, we learn in the Brisa, v'adayin ani omer emosi u'mishalim keren al gezel aviv. When does a child pay keren, the principal amount for the theft of his father? Bizman shenishba hu ve'aviv, when he and his father swore. Aviv v'lo hu, if his father swore but not him. Hu v'lo aviv, he swore but not his father. Lo hu v'lo aviv, neither his father nor him, he swore. Minayin, how do I know that he would pay the keren? Tamlomer gzeila v'oshek avedu fikadun. Well, it says all these reboys, gzela, oshek, aveda, pikadm, so to say that, right, that he would pay the keren. So we see that, so for example, we said that like if he swore, where am I? Okay. So we saw that, you know, in these scenarios, so for example, we said, I think, you know, if even a scenario where like they both swore, so the child would not have to pay the chomesh, but we did just say that he would have to pay the keren, right? So we see that there are, that we are talking about that even in a scenario where you would not pay chomesh, you still would pay keren. So therefore, what's pshat with Rav Nachman, right? Because Rav Nachman had said, well, when you would pay the chomesh, it's when the father had admitted it. When you wouldn't pay the chomesh, it's when the father did not admit it. But if we're talking about when the father did not admit it, then there shouldn't be the keren either. But we are talking about a situation where there's no chomesh, but there is keren. Yesh Talmud. So where it says Yesh Talmud, the question is, what does that mean? V'yosef Rav Huna V'kamer la Shmaita, and Rav Huna was teaching this over. Amalei Rabba Bray, and his son Rabbi Bray de Rav Huna says, Yesh Talmud ka'amar, when you say Yesh Talmud, does it mean Yesh Talmud like there, that there are, you're right, Yesh Talmud ka'amar mar, or Yesh Talmud ka'amar mar? Are you saying Yesh Talmud or Yesh Talmud? Wait, what? Okay. So, okay, I thought, okay. So where am I? So, Amalei Rabbi Bray, so Rabbi Bray de Rav Huna says, his father Rav Huna, Yesh Talmud ka'amar. Are you saying Yesh Talmud that like, with that, right, that we learn this out from Psukim? That right, that there would be a payment of keren. Oh, yishtamu ka'amar. Or are you saying that right, that it's logical that right, that he should have to pay the keren? Amle yishtamu ka'amina umeribuya dekroi. So Rav Huna says, no, we learn it out from the psukim. Right, I'm saying that we learn it out from the psukim, not just from logic. Amre elamai lo hoda. Okay, so what does it mean that he did not admit it? So what does it mean? Lohoda, right? So meaning, Rav Nachman had said, if the father had admitted it, so then the children have to pay the chomesh. If the father did not admit it, then they don't have to pay the chomesh. But we had a problem with that, because then they shouldn't have to pay the keren either. So, elamai lohoda, what does it mean that the father did not admit it? Lohoda aviv vehoda beno. It's talking about where the father did not admit it, but the son admitted it. I guess that he swore that his father didn't steal, I guess, and then he admitted it. Or maybe, well, he admitted it on behalf of his father. Okay. So in that case, no, I'm sorry. No, so it's talking about a scenario, apparently, where the son swore and then admitted it. But then shouldn't the son at least be chayev a chomesh for his own shvua? So I'm b'shein gzela kayemes. Well, it's talking about where the gzela doesn't exist anymore. And we haven't learned about this yet, but we're going to learn about this in about a week in the final perek of Masechta Bava Kamma. Perek Hagoza Lumaychil, if a fellow steals that person and feeds it to his children, so the gzela doesn't exist anymore, so then the children are pturin. Ibishen gzela kayemes, afilu keren nami lo mishalim. But if the gzela doesn't exist, so then the children shouldn't even be chayv, should not be chayv to pay even the keren. So let's yuchadik achrayis. It's talking about a scenario where there's property. So if there's property, then they would pay the keren from the property. Chever skip, the Gos Abach gives us a little bit of vacation. Skip the next two lines. And skip towards kind of like half of the first line of Kuf Hey Omer Aleph. And then, I don't know, kind of look at Rashi to see how he kind of explains it. Ihochi Chomesh Nami. Okay, back in the Gemara, Chomesh Nami Mishalim. Well, if there's property, then shouldn't the son also pay the Chomesh if there's property to be paid from? So Amar Funa Breder of Yeshua Lefishe Mishaman Chomesh Al Kfir Shibud Karkos. Well, because you don't swear about property, right? What does Rashi say? Because look at Rashi Lefishe Mishaman Chomesh Al Kfir Shibud Karkos. The Chomesh Amai Kasi. Why are you paying a Chomesh Bichlal Ashvu Asa? V'ha Lav Shvu He. The Kamelam B'Shvu is Enishban Al Karkos. Vaibenki, okay, fine. So, well, because if there's property, right, the point of the chomer should be on the shvuah, but there's no shvuah when it comes to karkos. So therefore, there wouldn't be any chomesh to be paid from the karka. Rav Amar says, Rav Achav, my skin here, we're talking about kigon shayisid disakya shel aviv mufkedes b'ad acherim. Well, it's actually talking about a scenario where the theft still does exist. I think what it's talking about is so disakya shel aviv mufkedes b'ad acherim. So be'etzem the stolen object was in some other place. And I think the point is that the son swore that it didn't exist, but he simply didn't know. So Karen Mishalim, so he needs to pay the principal amount because, right, to Aise, because it still exists and he has to pay back. Chomesh lo Mishalim, but he won't pay the Chomesh, dechi ishtiba, bekush de ishtiba, because when he swore, he didn't intentionally swore falsely. He didn't know. To Alo Aviyoda, he didn't realize that the thing still existed. Friends, that was Afkuftav Mesechta. Bavakam, hope you enjoy. Peace out.